lot of people you see, they're either going to Mexico or they're going to Turkey or somewhere like that to get this done because it seems to be cheaper. Why did you choose to go to the U.S. instead of going out of the country?
So, guys, we all got dental implants, but the difference between mine and y'all's is y'all traveled for this. One of y'all traveled from Northern California, the other from Alaska. What made y'all decide that y'all needed to travel such a great distance? And you could have chose other things like going out of the country, but y'all came to Utah and other places. Why?
I traveled all the way from Alaska because I had looked into it before I moved to Alaska. Of course, it was going to be traveling back and forth. And I really didn't like the fact that I couldn't get it done in 24 hours.
So while you're up in remote Alaska, there's probably not very many dentists, correct?
That's correct. Okay. I live in a little bitty borough of 300 people, and we have one grocery store, one gas station, one liquor store. I was in Alaska for a while and had pulled a few of my own teeth in Alaska.
We've all been there.
So that's why I needed to get it done. It was affecting my health. And I had no confidence. I never smiled. I hadn't smiled since my 30s. You know, my smile was a smirk.
And you already said your phone didn't get very good signal. So how did Nuvia come about on your radar?
I happened to be in town where I had service on my phone. Uh-huh. And I saw an ad on Facebook.
It just
Believe
popped
it or not,
up.
It was on Facebook. It popped up.
Fantastic.
And I was like, wow, 24-hour teeth. That's what sold me. That's what made me start looking into Nuvia.
And you're talking about your medical conditions besides your dental issues, which was your heart stents. I heard a survey that said you're more likely to have heart attacks and things like that due to your dental issues. Did that play any bearing on your decision to not only go at it, not just besides not having a dentist close, but also getting this done as quick as possible?
Yes, very much so. That was my number one reason for getting this done, because gum disease does affect your heart very, very strongly, actually.
So once you saw that ad, how long was it before you actually called them?
Almost the next day.
Because that's the biggest, that's the first step right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see if I was a good candidate or not.
So you got a hold of Nuvia.
Right.
Didn't charge you a dime for it.
Not a dime.
Okay. So then, what happened after that? You flew back to the United States?
Me, Chris, and Casey all flew back to Seattle. Then we got hung up in Seattle, missing flights. But then ended up in Salt Lake City. And when I ended up in Salt Lake City, first thing they did was give me a tour of the place. And I was quite impressed with having a lab right underneath the dental office. And then we set up for the next day for my official appointments and stuff. And that's when I started my smile consultation and all that, picking teeth, and they did the scan. Being from Alaska, it was kind of a rush case because they knew I wasn't going to be coming back right away. You know, it's not like I could go home, come back. So we did everything in two and a half days, actually.
Awesome. So you got there, you visited the thing on your first day, you had your smile designed the next day. Then the next day,
that afternoon is when they did surgery.
Wow.
I picked my teeth, I picked the color, they did the scan and all that, made sure I was a good candidate, went over all the procedures that they were going to do as far as surgery and everything, and made sure that my health was going to be all right and all my counts were good. And then that afternoon, I had surgery, and I think I was out of surgery about 4:30, something like that. And Chris and Casey helped me get to my hotel room and in safely into the room and down and set so that I'd be ready for the next morning.
So you didn't have any family members there or anything. So
Nuvia
acted like your family and made sure
they are my family now.
That's fantastic. So you got to your hotel room. You got in bed, relaxed, you know, waited. And then what happened the next day?
Next day, they wake me up and pick me up, take me back to the office. By 3 o'clock that afternoon, my teeth were in. And by, say, 6 o'clock that evening, I was eating pasta in a trolley car downtown.
Fantastic.
It was. It was absolutely amazing.
That's awesome. But a lot of people you see, they're either going to Mexico or they're going to... Turkey or somewhere like that to get this done, mostly due to price, which we'll discuss some of that in a little while. But why did you choose to go to Utah instead of going out of the country?
Well, I thought about Mexico. I'm from Texas, and I thought about Mexico because I knew about Mexico dental work. And the one thing that sold me on Nuvia over Mexico was that if I was going to go to Mexico to get the work done, I was going to have to make 3-4 trips down to Mexico, back and forth, paying the airfare, lodging, all that kind of stuff, while Nuvia took care of me like I was theirs.
But you just said it was cheaper.
Yeah, well,
you said that first initial price was cheaper. Not in the long run?
Not in the long run. If you add all that airfare up and hotels and traveling back and forth and missing work.
Kind of like a little bait.
Right.
He also was in Northern California, and he traveled to Utah to get his done.
Yeah, I had researched many other places overseas, talked to people that had gone to Mexico, and opted not to go to Mexico because I didn't want to take a chance on anything going wrong.
And we talked before this podcast about you having a local dentist about 80 miles from your house.
There was a local dentist. I went there, made another company. I spoke to them. They gave me a quote that was significantly higher than the quote I got with Nuvia.
Even being 1,200 miles away, their quote was more expensive.
Was higher, but I was willing to get the whole story from everybody. Uh-huh. You know, I wanted to gather as much information as I could to make a really educated choice. Then when because I had a knowledge of what the process was, I asked them about bone grafts, sinus lifts, and from what they told me, that wasn't included, but their cost, I go, what is the cost? They go, well, it depends if you need one or two. It's $2,500 per sinus lift. So that's $5,000 right there that they couldn't account for until they saw me. And they were going to charge me for my x-rays, $150 to go down there. So I put that on the burner, went back online, did some more research, saw the testimonials, watched people. I felt their experience. I could tell by the help that was there, the doctors, the nurses, the receptionists, that the care they were given was much more than what I witnessed from this other company. I was immediately gotten back to by phone, by text, with really good reassurance, addressed by my name, very considerate, checking up on me. And they made every provision to make the experience really simple for me and easy.
And both of y'all traveled great distances to get this done. You said you researched some stuff. You probably did your research also, right, Butch?
I did some Mexican research. Yes.
Awesome. Did y'all notice that Nuvia had tons of 5-star reviews?
Yes. The reviews.
Did that play any part in
a big part of picking where I went?
Great. And so y'all read most of those reviews?
I saw a lot of bad reviews in Mexico.
But not on Nuvia.
Not on Nuvia. Yes.
And there's not a whole lot to do in Alaska, I'm pretty sure. So you probably had a lot of time to read those reviews.
Right. So I'd have to sit at the library because of my phone service.
Yes.
But yes.
Was there anything that stuck out to y'all about those reviews?
Basically, all the positive reviews at Nuvia. They were all positive. I mean, I was looking at reviews about swelling and bruising and all that kind of stuff. And some said, you know, it's all independent on the person. Some people bruised real bad. Some people minor bruising. Other people swole up like plums. And other people, no swelling at all. I was one of the lucky ones that barely bruised and barely swole. But yeah, I have seen both.
So another big question that we get all the time is cost. And obviously, that's important to everyone. Whenever you were looking, whether it was out of the country, right up the road from your house, or 1,400 miles away, how did cost play a bearing on y'all?
Well, cost for me was always in the forefront. Until I did the research and saw the reviews with Nuvia and realized that it's much more. I had to take into consideration the quality of service I was getting. And so, although the cost was always in the forefront of my mind, it was my experience and having had the worst experience in the last 15 years. I mean, I suffered miserably. I knew my body, I knew my healing process. I wasn't too concerned about the healing and all of that stuff we touched on because I had all my upper teeth pulled and had minimal swelling and healed relatively quick. So I knew that probably wouldn't be an issue. But it was just a really good experience. I'm glad I made that choice.
Did y'all know that we had a cost guide?
No.
No, not at all. The cool thing is Nuvia has a cost guide now, and it's downloadable.
For those watching the video, they can click the link below this video, and it goes over all kinds of things. Any questions that you might have as far as different types of procedures?
It gives them a nice, quick estimate so they can get an idea of what it's really going to cost.
So it answers a lot of questions and clears up a lot of things for people so that they can get started on their journey just like you two have. So as far as affordability, do you feel like not everybody can afford it, or do you feel like there's a way somehow?
I don't know how to say financing. Nubia does supply financing. It's pretty easy, pretty simple. I actually finance a quarter of my cost because I wanted to help build my credit a little bit more, so I just financed a quarter of it. But I imagine they'll finance the whole thing if you need to.
Yeah, they can. Knowing what the high end was when I looked and researched the cost for getting dental implants, Nubia is, I don't think they can be touched, especially with the quality of care you get after you've had the surgery. So having that said, the price that I was quoted for the work that I needed was substantially lower than the quote that I got with the other company, and way lower than the $75,000 that I was quoted by a personal doctor in the town that I lived. And that was going to take up 6 months to a year to finish. You know, so I'd be walking around with temporaries or no teeth at all for a long time. So I was really happy that I financed it 100%. I have a really manageable payment every month. And like I said, there were no hidden costs at all.
Yeah, there were no hidden costs at all for either one of you.
Nope.
So where most places, their cost is all inclusive. It covered your anesthesia.
Anything, there's no, like I said, everywhere else couldn't guarantee no hidden costs.
Well, and because y'all have had this issue where before, I'm sure, where you went to the doctor and you gave him whatever they said you owed, and then a month later you got a bill in the mail and it said, oh, you got to pay this person, this person, this person. Wasn't that way with Nubia, was it?
No, there was nothing at all there. Just, this is it. And that was
all
the price.
Inclusive.
All inclusive. No costs for x-rays, anything.
No hidden, nothing.
Nothing.
So with both of y'all living so far away, you 1,400 plus miles and you in the frozen tundra of Alaska, have y'all had any problems with your implants since y'all got them?
I've had none. I went back on my four-month visit. Everything was great. Everything healed. My gums were in great shape. They adjusted my implants, and I've been good to go ever since.
And you, Butch?
No problems at all. Like Chris said, we have to go back after 4 months, but mine was a little bit longer because of the distance that I live. But they took impressions, made sure the gum line fit nice and tight, reinstalled them, and I've had no problems since.
So another question that we get a lot on the Smile Makers page and stuff is about the gap. Would you mind showing us how your teeth fit in there, where they had to close it?
No, not at all. Now that they're nice and tight.
Awesome. As y'all can see, that's artwork right there. Artwork. So a lot of people talk about the space between the gum and the prosthetic. So have you had any issues with that were just, oh my gosh, kind of issues?
No, I was always one that hated flossing, you know. So Nubia will teach you how to use the floss that goes underneath your prosthetic. It's real simple and it's an easy process. And they turned me on to a water pick, which is the most amazing device I've ever seen, you know.
And Chris, with your experience after everything got to where it needed to be, what was your experience with the space between your prosthetic and your gum line?
I was fine with it. It made the initial flossing easier to do. The water pick was easier, and I knew ahead of time that was going to happen. It wasn't visible to anybody, so I was the only one that knew it was there. So when it felt like there was any buildup, I would use the water pick, get it out there, not even noticeable at all. And then when I went back after 4 months, like I said, they adjusted them. It was great, you know.
Fantastic, huh?
It's amazing. I mean, best experience ever at the dentist. Honestly.
So guys, we talked about the gap. We've talked about a little about cost and the cost guide, which is in the link at the bottom of this video. We also, have y'all ever been to places? I went to many places myself. One place, it was one person. She was going to be the person who removed my teeth, the person who gave me a cocktail and while I was awake. She was going to do all the work, the anesthesiology, everything. The whole time I'm wondering, she only has two hands. Somebody's going to be, I'm going to be holding one of them, especially if I'm awake. So at Nubia, such as I found, did y'all find a difference in the kind of treatment that they gave
and the people that they had on staff to take care of you? It wasn't just one person, was it?
It was the text I got up until the time I got off the plane, so I got to the hotel, so I got to the center. The greeting that I got by name, sitting down, immediately called in, the x-ray tech, and taken to the room and having my mouth looked at and told what was going to happen, coming in and picking the color the next day. Everyone had a specific job and were an expertise at their job. Like you said, it wasn't the same person when you go to a dentist and they sit you in a chair and leave you for 20 minutes and take care of the other three people that are in chairs.
Then at your surgery time,
I went into surgery, woke up. It was like 5 minutes. I woke up. There was like 8-10 doctors in the room.
No way.
All working feverishly to make everything perfect. And even after that, the dentist that designed the teeth was working on my mouth and taking more measurements to make sure everything was accurate, which was amazing.
8 to 10 people.
Yeah, easily. From what I can say, I was pretty out of it.
Right. But you woke up and there was
a room full of people.
You're right.
Yeah,
and
it was great.
They were there to celebrate your new journey.
Yeah, and they were all talking to me and they were kind and reassuring in a way that I had not experienced.
Because they cared about you.
Yes, they cared about me.
What just happened. That's awesome. It wasn't just one person.
No, it wasn't
doing
one person.
Everything. That made both of y'all feel a lot more comfortable with the process.
Yeah, 8 months later, I still talk to the people from the office and still correspond with them.
What about you, Butch? Was there just one person or was there
a... Oh, no. It was a crew of people for sure. And they kept you relaxed. You never felt anxious or worried that something was going to go wrong or anything like that.
And each person had their own job.
And every person had their own job. And you got to know everybody by name. So they all became family.
So you woke up and was there a crowd full of people there waiting for you?
Just like Chris.
Just there to celebrate Butch, huh?
Yep.
That's awesome. So y'all should feel extremely happy about that. But one last question I want to ask y'all. What was one thing that just stood out to y'all above everything else that happened?
Well, I always thought I was a confident person, even though I was hiding the fact I was missing my teeth. But after having it done and just the feedback from my job and the way I can stand up tall and talk to people, it's been amazing. I've had so many people tell me you've got a beautiful smile, and that just kind of like, you know, when you're dressed nice and someone says you look good, you notice it, you feel better, you stand taller. So I feel like I stand taller. Even my daughters even say that I look like I feel happier, I carry myself better. So it's been a really positive thing, and I can talk to it. You know, people ask, and I've talked to people that wanted to get work done, and they were really excited and interested in where I went and how it was done.
Awesome. So your actual height is?
Much height. Much higher about
it. So you're about 6'1"?
6'1",
higher. 6'1", but you feel like you're about 10 feet tall.
Always,
huh? Awesome,
yeah.
Since your surgery. What about you, Butch? What's that one thing that stands out above anything else since you had your surgery?
Probably that I've become more outgoing. I've gained a lot of confidence. I've always been that shy person, the guy in the back of the room watching what's going on, this, that, and the other. So I work for the National Park Service, so now when I have guests around and stuff, I'm more confident. I'll walk up to guests and ask them how they're doing instead of shying back and doing my work and not paying attention to them, you know. So,
are you like a park ranger?
Yeah, well, I'm a carpenter for the park.
Close enough. Park ranger.
Everybody that works for the park is a park ranger.
Park ranger Butch.
Yep, that's me.
You ain't shy anymore, are you?
I work at Glacier Bay National Park. Y'all come up and see me.
So they'll all come up and see Butch, so.
Yep, and... It's just, of course, my health. And another thing, I can open my mouth now and not be totally embarrassed, you know, like a big, jolly, happy laugh, you know, where your mouth's wide open and everybody sees inside. Yeah, I'm not embarrassed anymore.
Awesome. You and Smokey the Bear. So,
yep.
Guys, I really appreciate this time that y'all joined me here. Remember, everybody watching, click the link in the bottom of the page for our price guide. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thank you all for listening.